In the name of the glorious Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. Glory be to the everlasting mercies which sent you unto us, O Christ, the light of the world and the life of all. Give us wisdom by your law and enlighten our impulses by your knowledge. Sanctify our souls by your truth and grant that we may be obedient to your words and may fulfill your commandments at every hour. O you who enlightens the rationale with the knowledge of your greatness, do enlighten, O my Lord, our thoughts that we may meditate upon your holy and divine scriptures at all times, Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. Well, hello, beloved brothers and sisters in Christ and friends listening from any part of this most unpredictable, challenging world. Please do receive the peace of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. This is Qasha, or priest, Gennard Lazar of the Mar Adei St. Thaddeus Parish in Turlock, California. I'm both so grateful to our Almighty Lord God and excited to share with you our new parish podcast ministry, Double Edged Sword. Now, let me tell you, this is not going to be one of those programs where we totally stick to what we're going to talk about. We're going to venture and we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to take over and to truly guide these podcasts. And our mission, our focal aim and intention is that God is glorified and salvations are sold or saved. See, there you go. So I'm not gonna retake that. I'm just gonna leave it. I'm just gonna let it go. So be prepared for that. Double-edged sword, you know, by the grace of God, the power and the will of our Almighty God, and the paternal blessings of His Holiness, our beloved Patriarch Marawa III, Catholicos Patriarch, we will be sharing with you, our dearest listeners and friends, the sacred scriptures during our weekly episodes. Now, these will be all according to the teachings of the scriptures themselves, the sacred scriptures, our holy church, and her holy fathers, our church fathers. What I would like to do and begin our podcast, this first program, is to expand on the title itself, Double-Edged Sword, which we read in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Why this title? Well, very simply, if we just make it simple, make it nice and simple according to the scriptures, and always remember that when Christ was giving examples to make his point and his message to stick, he gave parables of sheep and lambs and farmers and sowers and seed. Simply putting it, because there are many qualities in the Word of God. From the scripture itself, from the passage, we read that the Word of God is quick. St. John Chrysostom interprets that as living. The Word of God is living. In the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 12, Paul writes, "Beware therefore, my brethren," that means to the Christians, "my brethren, lest there be an evil, unfaithful heart in any of you, and you depart from the living God." The living God. So the Word of God is quick, is living, because God is a living God. It is powerful, from the verse. It is God Himself. You know, God is never without His Word. God is never without His Spirit. In the Old Testament, God has been always with His Spirit and His Word. And since His Word has always been with Him, He is the Word, is God Himself. Hence we read in John chapter 1 verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So this double-edged sword is God Himself through His Word. And when we continue reading in chapter 4, verse 14 in chapter 1 of John, "The Word became flesh," and we know that that is Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ, praise and glory be to His holy name, being the Word of God, and the Word of God being alive and eternal, Jesus is alive, He's living, and He is eternal. So the double-edged sword that we are preaching is Jesus Christ Himself, which is who is the Word of God, the Word of God. And the Word of God is a double-edged sword. I remember a song, and I was telling my brother Stephen and Adrina, who are with me, God bless you guys, love you, Gloria Estefan, I remember the song, It Cuts Both Ways. Even something like, it cuts both ways, our love is like a knife that cuts both ways. It's driven deep into my heart each time that I realize how it cuts both ways. You know, when I used to listen to this song, the little knowledge I had from the scriptures, I used to think that she's actually alluding to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4. And especially when she says, our love, and who is love? God is love, praise and glory be to his name. Never without his love. God being love, his word is a word of love. Even his punishment, his admonishment, when we read in the word of God, are all from his love to one another, to each and every person. And you know, there's no other time than now that the world needs the love of God. The world needs to be with the love of God, to comprehend the love of God and to live in the love of God. Because our love, man's understanding, man's kindness is limited, is circumstantial. God being love is eternal. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6, Paul writes, for whom the Lord loves, he chastises and he scourges. And he says, scourges those sons. And how do we become children of God? Through Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 to 27. We are all children of God through our faith in Jesus Christ. And being baptized, we will put on Christ. We become by grace the children of God. We become by grace what Jesus is by nature. The Son of God, God incarnate. And he goes on to say, for those who he holds in kind regard. So even when we read the word of God and it does cut both ways and it admonishes and convicts, remember when you hear the message and you are convicted, don't feel bad. Actually praise God, feel good, feel encouraged, because that is the love of God reaching out to you. There is freedom in the word of God, beloved. Freedom from sin, from deception, from the lies of this world. And in freedom, we can only love God and to know God, to understand God, to obey God. Why? Because God does not impose himself upon man. That's the reason why he said to Adam, you know, many people ask, well, why didn't God stop Adam when he was stretching out his hand to eat from the, it was actually a fig. It wasn't an apple, it was a fig. Because God instilled in man the free will, gave him the gift of free will, and man chose to use it against God, divorced himself from the love and the intention that God had for us. But the word of God is that tool, that grace, that provision, that gift that sets us free from sin, from deception, from lies. You know, Jesus in chapter 8 of the Gospel of John says, the truth will set you free. And then in John chapter 17, verse 17, if we're asking, what is truth? What was it? There was a film. I remember there was some film. It was a court martial, and was it Tom Cruise, was it? He said, you can't handle the truth. You know, and he was cross-examining someone, you know, forgive my ignorance, but I think you know what I'm talking about. What is truth? Well, Jesus says it very nicely, very clearly, very precisely, very simply. Father, in his priestly or his high priestly prayer for each and every one of us, guys, keep in mind, when you feel the world is coming down on you, just remember Jesus has already prayed for you. He not only prayed for Simon in the Garden of Gethsemane and said, Satan wants to sift you today, but I have prayed for you. Jesus prayed for each. Jesus has prayed for his enemies. Jesus has prayed for his enemies that live on the earth today. And this is his prayer. Sanctify them by your truth. You know, the truth sets us free. What is truth? Your word is truth. That's why the title of this program is Double-Edged Sword, pertaining to the word of God, because it's truth. It's a light to our feet. Psalm 119. And you know, that light is a negotiating tool. You know, switch the light off and try to walk from one side of the room to the other. You can't. There's darkness. There's obstacles. Now, when you turn a light on, you can do one of two. You can keep the obstacles there and negotiate your way around them. And that's why let's not always ask God to take away our obstacles. No, because when there are obstacles in our lives and we negotiate our way, we look back and say, we did it through this, thick and thin. And obviously at times we move everything so that we have a clear path. Why? Because we have the Word of God that will lead us through all these obstacles that challenge us and we come across in our lives. The Word of God pierces the heart. I was so encouraged when Stephen and Adrina told me that these programs will be on Spotify and wherever else you hear these programs. And, you know, people started commenting, and some personally come up to me and said, oh, this is great. You know, we'd love this because we can then hear these programs in the car. And already I felt, see, we hadn't even started the programs, but the message that we're going to preach pierced the heart of a few people and moved them to encouragement and anticipation to listen to these programs. So yes, the Word of God pierces the heart. We want to pierce your heart through these programs. Simon, the fisherman, the illiterate fisherman, after receiving the Holy Spirit in its fullness, his first sermon converted 3,000 people to Christianity. And you know, the scriptures say that the message, which was the message of the scriptures, the Old Testament, pierced the heart of the enemies of Christ and the enemies of Simon himself. And they asked, what shall we do? You know, we're going to have to talk about that. What shall we do? And Simon introduces baptism. On the road to Emmaus in Luke chapter 24, Jesus appears to those two disciples. And after Christ speaks to them, expands from the Old Testament, from the scriptures, they say, was not our heart burning? We want to burn hearts. You know, the Word of God gives you heartburn. I've had heartburn for 30 years now. I've been on Zantac, and now I'm on Nexium for 30 years. And I think I'll be on Nexium until the Lord remembers me, you know. And it just gives me a relief. But when the Word of God burns your heart, the healer himself, the medicine, the relief, the eternal relief is Jesus Christ, the author of these words. So that is why we choose this title, The Double-Edged Sword. And we want you to listen to these words. What do you do when you hear these words? Do you switch off your application, whatever it is? And you say, oh, that was good. You know, I always tell people, don't come and tell me what a good sermon, what a great message. Don't scale the message by, you know, oh, it was a good message. Because my question will be, how did it move you on the road to repentance and to be obedient to the Word? The Word of God is there. The Word of God will not be impounded into our hearts and minds and will not be bashed. The Word of God is there. And it is up to us what we do with this word. You know, I believe everyone has the Holy Scripture. Everyone has a Bible. And we have that tradition where we put it under our pillows or it's being gathering dust in the bookcase. Go and pick up that word. Today you can read it on your apps, on the phone. Read the Word of God. Contemplate. You know, Adrina said to me, Rabbi, don't forget to tell us at the end how to apply this. It's such a simple process. First and foremost, you read it. You know, St. Paul says faith comes through hearing. Isn't it amazing? St. Paul says through hearing because there was no written accounts of the scriptures. So the apostles would preach. And those who heard, like those Jews in Acts chapter 2, their hearts would be pierced and they would accept Jesus Christ and be baptized. But today, we have so many ways to read and to listen. You're listening to the Word of God now. If you're agreeing to it, great. Praise God, you know, go and do it. You know, Jesus says, if you love me, fulfill my commandments. Just put it in action. Let the Word of God search the heart. Let the Word of God convict you. And don't be discouraged. When you receive conviction, when you feel conviction, that's the time you must you know, take some actions. You must act upon that. What do I do? And pray. If you read the Word of God and you're not praying, you're just allowing God to give you all these instructions, but you're not replying to God. When you pray, you enter into the presence of the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Lord, what are my weaknesses? What is my foolish? You reveal to me. And then read your Holy Scriptures, and the Lord will visit you and speak to you. And attend the church services. Attend the Eucharistic services. Very important, and we're going to speak about that. The Eucharistic services where we celebrate Christ and we have a relationship with Christ himself. I want to leave you with this amazing verse from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. And I love it. It gives me so much encouragement. Thus, says God, thus my word shall be that proceeds from my mouth. Listen to this. Every word that comes out of God's mouth, and it shall not return to me empty-handed, but surely it does the thing that I please and accomplishes that for which I have sent it. It is alive. It is active. We just have to allow it to take place in our hearts, in our minds, and in our lives, so that it can produce fruits of 30 and 60 and 100 for the glory of God. So start reading your Bibles, guys. You know, I'm glad if you're shaking your head and you're loving this. Hey, you know, the ball's in your court now. Take some onus. Read the Scriptures. People want just to be preached to. Great, we will do that, but it will have no benefit if you do not search yourself. We have Bible studies every Thursdays. We have, you know, we'll mention all those one day, our ministries. You're most welcome to reach out to myself, to this ministry. If you have any questions, if you don't agree with anything I say, or if something has convicted you or encouraged you, we'd love to hear from you. And please remember to subscribe. Subscribe to wherever you're hearing these programs so that we can have this relationship between you and I and God himself. God bless you. Let everything that we do and say be for the glory of God and the salvation of souls. Godspeed.